We are really pleased to welcome into the studio the Joe Pollack Band. Of course, Joe has joined us on a number of different occasions. In fact, just several weeks ago, Joe was in solo, but he's joined now by other members of the band. Jesse Nicholson, who is on vocals, and John Manowski, who is on bass and probably also vocals. That would be vocals from John Manowski. It would be monocles.
Yeah.
In England, they call them monocles. At any rate, I digress. Joe and band, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thank it's good to
thank
be
you.
Here.
Oh, it's great
yeah. to be. Now, I didn't know, quite frankly, Joe, that you had a band.
Yeah, well,
Is this a recent deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been practicing with Jesse over the last few years trying to, you know, and it's taken a while to accumulate a good number of songs so we can change it up all the time. But it's been just in the last, it was this year yet, I think February, where I called John and finally got this going.
Great. Before we go any further, I want to look at, are you playing tonight, playing this weekend?
Yes. Tonight we're playing at the Gunflint Tavern up on the rooftop right after, I guess there's music with the Splinters playing for the Dragon Boat Festival from 7:30 until 8:30. We're all going to run down, grab all of Rick's drums, and run back up and set them up because he's our drummer.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he's not here.
He's not here.
So we're going to run down, grab his drums, set them up real quick, and we'll be all set up. And so, you know, with the musician situation around here, you kind of got to
absolutely, got to be a little flexible.
yeah.
And so probably around 8:30.
8:30, probably quarter to 9.
All right,
I'd say quarter to 9. We'll start, and then we'll go till midnight.
Maybe 8:43.
It could be 8:47, depending on how fast these guys can run upstairs with
drums.
With those drums, yeah.
Well, and we're going to talk a lot more. But how about giving us a little example of what folks might be able to hear?
Sure, I'd love
minus
to.
Minus the drums, of course.
So, gotta have a little bass.
Boy, that's pretty scary.
It's all the way to 11.
Yeah. Well, let's just give it a try, and you can hear his bass in
yes.
your headphones.
I could hear the bass.
The bass.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go, folks.
Okay.
Joe Pollack Band.
I'd like to win. 1, 2, 3.
Where I'm going, I don't remember where I've been. I don't even know who I am or what I'm living for. And I don't even know where to begin. It keeps getting harder every day. Not knowing which way to take. The summer is gone, the leaves are turning, winter's in the air. As soon the snow falls deep again. Where all the things I used to know when I was younger? Where are all the friends I used to have before I came here? Gone like the wind in the eye of the storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Gone like the wind in the eye of the storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Where do the birds go when it snows? Where do the bears go when it's cold?
Where do the bears go when it's cold?
where do people go when there's no one left at home for them? And where do I go now that the time has come to be here again? Are all the things I used to have when I was younger? Where are all the friends I used to have before I came here? Gone like the wind in the eye of the storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering. Gone like the wind in the eye of the storm. I'll never be back, but I'll always be wondering.
The Joe Pollack Band here on North Shore Radio. Very, very nice. Did you write that one?
Yeah, that's a song that I wrote, I think, the year that I moved here, 1982.
No kidding.
I was living in Tofty up on Whiskey Lane, and that song just kind of, I don't think I really worked to write it too much, but it just kind of came out of me. And it's funny, you know, write a song like that when you're 20 years old, and you're talking about when you were younger.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Still performing it 30 years later.
Yeah, yeah, now it makes more sense.
That works. Well, now, and I think a lot of people know that, I mean, you, as you say, you've been playing music here and writing and playing music for a lot of years. Jesse, how did you come to all of this? What's your music background?
Oh, I don't have a music background. singing in my car, does that count?
Sure it does. Sure.
I just sang in choir in high school.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but mostly I love Joe's music, and it's been really fun to just sing with him over the years. And he'd give me CDs, kind of maybe hoping I would sing with him, and I've had them for about 10 years, and about 2 years ago we actually started singing in public together. So it's
How was that for you, being used to singing in the car and then singing in front of people?
It's been a bit of a transition. I'm really shy in front of people. It's getting a lot better, and we're just having so much fun that it's kind of hard to resist.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
You get the butterflies all day long, and then once you're up there, you forget.
You just go,
and it's just great. Yeah,
well, that's good. John, you've played with a number of different folks around the area.
Yeah, I've been playing in bands since high school and earlier even. So, I had heard through a mutual friend that Joe was interested in playing with a band, so I got a hold of him, and the only way that I really could, that was through Facebook. It took him a while to answer, and here we are.
It took me a full year
to find the message.
Because I don't check my messages. I saw it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Yeah. So a year later, I said, sure.
Yeah,
but at least you can do that. If somebody sends me a message on Facebook, I'd never answer them because I don't have Facebook. I don't.
Well, I had seen that there was this banter that, you know, Joe never responded. I guess he's not interested. And I said, Joe, somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
For a
alert! Alert!
Well, yeah. a lot of quality things take time, though, Joe. Isn't that right? I mean, you can't rush into some of this stuff.
Yeah. Most definitely. it's just time for me to have a band because I've got this backlog of material that's just waiting for a band to play it. You know, a lot of songs I just don't feel like playing because I can hear all this other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So are you doing almost all original stuff then?
Right now, about half of the songs, I think, are. And eventually, who knows, maybe it'll be all originals once we learn them all. You know?
Yeah. And go ahead and let's do another song.
Sure.
And then we'll visit some more.
Would you guys like to do Feel a Little Older?
Sure.
Okay. This one's called Feel a Little Older. Is this building air conditioned?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Sometimes too much.
So I have to. Okay, here we go.
Can I bring it up a little over here?
It's up.
Okay.
I got control of this.
Okay. You got control?
Yeah. Well, you guys worry about that one.
Got control.
One, two, three. Thank you. birthday song.
Feel a little older and the wiser for the years, and somewhat bolder if you disregard my petty fears, lingering like dried up tears, waiting for the passing years to seed and grow over like she has since the dawn of time. Soon the scars are left behind, making way for peaceful minds to dream. Dry, clean, and sober, sober just in time to see the leaves in October as they fall amidst the laughing trees, swirling in the autumn breeze. Glory simply doesn't keep at all, and when it's over and I'm lying on my bed of leaves, survival has no guarantees except the right for peaceful minds to dream. Now and forever we'll be knocking at the gate, crying in the bittersweet, but laughing just the same. In a little while we'll be on the other side, solace for the darkest days of winter. Shoulder if you need a place to lay your head and cry. It's getting colder and I'm gazing in your loving eyes, snuggling against the chilly night. The wells of time are running dry, it seems, and as I hold her in my arms amidst a world in tears, praying for the coming years, I hope there's time for future minds to dream. Now and forever we'll be not at the gate, crying through the bittersweet, smiling through the pain. In a little while will we be thankful every day, even in the darkest days of winter. Older and the wiser for the years, and somewhat bolder if you disregard my stupid fears, lingering like dried up tears, waiting for the passing years to seed and grow over like since the dawn of time. Scars are left behind, peaceful minds can dream.
John Manowski, Jesse Nicholson, Joe Pollack, the Joe Pollack Band. That's a great song.
Yeah, I wrote that at the Shoreline Motel. Do you have time for a 30-second story?
Sure. Of course.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're all out of time. No.
I was working on my log cabin up in the woods on with my dad, and he fell off the loft and broke 7 ribs. Mm. And we thought he'd died, you know. And, you know, it's like a mile walk just to get to a road from my cabin up on the Temperance River. So we got him out of there and got him to the hospital and everything. And it was just quite an experience thinking that, seeing him laying there, you know, the wind got knocked out of him, and he's just, it was really a powerful experience. And the song's not about the event. The song is about the feeling that I felt a lot older. And so I tried to capture the feeling that event gave me. So I had a gig the next night at the Shoreline Motel. They put me up, and I basically played for the rooms there. I was back in 1994, I think. And the song just kind of came pouring out of me.
You know, your songs, that song, other songs I've heard you write, are intensely personal.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
I mean, they're as you said, it wasn't about the event, but it's how you felt about the event.
Yeah.
And how... I think it would be one thing to write that song, and I'm guessing that a lot of that is necessary. You have to write, to get it out. But what is it like to perform those kinds of songs publicly? I mean, you're really just kind of opening yourself up and say, well, here it is.
Yeah, in a way. And yet the feeling is universal. And I think that when I perform it, I'm trying to turn a little lock in people's chest, trying to unlock in them just a little bit of it. So then, and then through that little open door, we sort of touch each other. Hmm. And so it's really, it's not about the event. So it kind of, it's personal feeling wise, but it's not personal event wise. And it's kind of like I'm trying to share this personalness.
Okay. The other thing I was wondering is with the songs that you've written, are there songs that you've written that don't work with a larger group? I mean, 3 or 4 people, and how do you decide which ones do and don't?
There probably are. There's actually most of them I've always heard a band, but some work. It's more like some work well playing alone, and there are. It's most of them do. There are a few. There are a few that only Jesse and I do. That sure. You know, it's all we need.
Sure. Well, can you do one more for us? We've got time. If you can, do you have another? Do you know another song?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys mind finish up with For the Backwoods?
Sounds great.
Okay. We're going to do For the Backwoods.
Is this kind of how your set goes too when you're performing? Do you guys want to do this? Do you mind if we do this?
You know, that's a point with me. As a solo, you can get away with always doing that, and it always has gone like that for me.
Sure.
I try to feel where things are and apply the song. With a band, no, we've got a set list.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, if I can interject there, that's something we're working with Joe on pretty closely. So I've always been a band guy, and he's always been a solo guy, and that's one of the areas where I think we play off each other pretty well, is that we come from little different backgrounds.
Sure.
And that's one of the areas that we're working on pretty well.
Yeah, I like how it combines. I like working and getting other people's opinions about everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So this one's called For the Backwoods. It's kind of self-explanatory, except for the fact that when I say there's a man who's trying to kill me, he's not trying to kill my physical body so much as my soul. And so my way of dealing with that is I run to the woods so I get in touch with my soul again. And so For the Backwoods is a good place to go when you start to lose it. All right.
Right. We got backwoods here.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. You can sing with me on this.
I got one more song to sing here. I got one more lined right here, and then I'm gone for the backwoods. And when I'm gone, there's no guarantee. I got one more word to say here. I got one more point to make here. And I'm gone for them backwoods. When I'm gone, there's no guarantee.
You might see me in the morning. You might see me in the end. You might see me when the sun comes shining through the sky again. But there's a man who wants to kill me. He don't care if I've been good, Lord. The only thing he wants is my soul. Got one more row to hoe here. I got one more seed to plant here. And then I'm gone for them backwoods. And when I'm gone, there's no guarantee. You might see me in the morning. You might see me in the end. You might see me when the sun comes shining through the sky again. But there's a man who wants to kill me. He don't care if I'm still alive. The only thing he wants is my soul. See me in the morning. You might see me in the end. You might see me when the sun comes shining through the sky again. But there's a man who wants to kill me. He don't care if I'm still alive. The only thing he wants is my soul.
All right, the Joe Pollack Band. Don't forget, they will be performing tonight on top of the, what do they call it? The Terrace, I guess.
On top of the Gunther Tavern.
On top of the Raven. Raven's Nest.
Max Bickle will be there on fiddle, and he plays a blazing fiddle. Hot fiddle. Yes, and then Rick Brandenburg on drums as well.
Okay, around 8:30, quarter to 9, somewhere in there. Thank you guys so much for coming in
tonight.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.